Master Gardeners are specially trained extension volunteer educators. The educational piece is the foundational component to the program. It's good to have pretty gardens and producing amazing vegetables, but we're really about educating the public on how to do that and how to do it in a way that leaves less of a negative impact on the community and on the landscape. Now, you know, what they do in essence is to promote environmental stewardship. You know, again, doing these good gardening practices that require, you know, fewer inputs of chemicals or fertilizers or things that could adversely affect the environment, more specifically water quality and that sort of thing.
Well, that's so basically when you look at that we're all about education, so we're not going to go do something for somebody free. We're only going to do something that has the education component to it that tells them how to do it themselves as far as a better practice.
That's exactly right. Yes, and what we try to do is get people of all ages excited about horticulture and how it relates to their life. This can be anything from healthy living styles, you know, eating habits, getting out in the garden and being active. You know, gardening is a very energy-consuming activity, and it's a great way to burn some calories and just stay active. And being outside while you're doing it is just an added bonus.
The thing that I was so impressed with that Stuart shared with us is the growth of the horticulture industry itself. When I went to school, I don't know of many places that had horticulture programs, and I don't feel like it was that long ago. But now I look at, and see the program at Tech, the program at NC State. Just looking at those two, it amazes me where the horticulture industry has gone.
It's one of the fastest growing sectors in agriculture. So it is encouraging to know that there are people out there interested in doing it for a profession, and even beyond that, people that are willing to give up their time as a volunteer to promote the industry and to make sure consumers are getting the right information about how to take care of the plants that they're investing in.
Yeah, and I think I told them when I first started the class that I have a long history of dead plants that are calling out to me because
it's a long road.
It was really a long road because growing up in Florida, you had sunshine, and you had sunshine 365 days a year. If you didn't, you got a free newspaper.
That's right.
And so all of a sudden I come here and you had to be careful where you put a plant. And you had to have the soil had to be amended because we have so much clay. And I was just used to growing up and sticking it in the ground. And so a lot of them didn't survive, and I couldn't figure out why until I took the class. And I can't say that they've lived much better, but at least I've got a lot of green things growing, and they look a whole lot healthier than they used to.
David, you know, a lot of people, you know, you just mentioned Master Gardeners, and I think a lot of the people we come to contact initially with think we're just pretty much flowers, but it goes so much further than that.
It really does. I kind of touched on it just a little bit, but it's also about how to grow some of your own fruits and produce. You know, today with the economic times being as they are, anything we can do to help folks grow some of their own food to help them out financially is good. You know, like I said, you've got the health benefits of it as well. But we even go beyond that. We have a number of volunteers that are very concerned about water quality issues, also protecting homes against wildfire. If you live in the urban-rural interface where wildfire is an issue, and, you know, we are in the spring fire season here in Virginia, so we do go beyond pretty landscapes and pretty flowers. There's many more things that we're involved with beyond that.
Yeah, you know, speaking of water quality and conservation, we have one of our master gardeners, Kitty Rogers, in Chatham that's big on conservation.
That's right.
I think a lot more, at least a lot of Kathy and I's efforts have gone towards the, you know, getting away from the pesticides and chemical fertilizers, trying to go more organic, and you see more and more businesses popping up in that area.
That's right. There is a whole push, and there's a tremendous trend, not just nationally, but internationally, for sustainability of landscapes. That's both for the homeowner and on the commercial scale as well. So, again, anything we can do to try to reduce the impact that we have on the environment through our practices, that's kind of what we're about. Not that all chemical use is necessarily bad, but we want to teach people how to do it properly at the right rate so that they're not, you know, putting excessive chemicals out there that will end up in the drinking water.
Exactly.
And that's the good part. When I was looking over one of the presentations that you did and you sent me, is the good stewardship practice. But like you said, the sustainable landscapes that provide the economic returns, the improved nutrition, the higher quality of life. And I think what we're able to do here in the community with teaching people how to do vegetable gardens or just educating